Welcome back. Now that you have a sending address, you are now ready to begin sending broadcast emails. So you're going to go into your broadcast email setting. You're then going to click New Broadcast. You're then going to select your sending address. You'll then determine who is going to send your email address. And so you'll see here that in general, you can send one email to all subscribers. What you can also do is you can click Add Filter. You can say then that you want to add individuals to specific tags, sequences, forms, or products. We're going to add an individual to a specific tag. We're now going to choose that tag, and we're going to click Add Filter. So now what we're doing is we're making sure that the only individuals that are going to receive the broadcast are going to be those for whom we want to see it. We're now going to click Next Step. We're now going to give our email a subject. And we're going to write the information in that we want to have inside of our email. Now we do have a WYSIWYG editor. So wherever we have our content, we can add in any of the effects that we want to have inside of our email. We can also insert images, we can insert files, we can insert buttons, and we can insert a divider or even an HTML block. If we need to add in a personalization code, we can do that. And for example, if we want to make sure that we want the individual's first name, we can have that individual receive the email as their first name. What we're going to do right now is we're going to stop the video here. And in the next video, we're going to go over an element of personalization unique to ConvertKit. Okay, so with that, thanks, and I will see you in another video.